Dr. Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
So could you just explain for those that may not exactly know, what is the cultural significance of Uluru and the band behind it?
Look, it's a sacred site for local Indigenous people, the Ananu people of that area. It's a, as far as I know, a sacred men's site, and has been for, you know, since time immemorial. This is not something new. This isn't really a kind of thing that's just been dreamed up in the last sort of 40 years or so. It's always been a sacred site for Indigenous people. It's a site of significance and, deserves to be respected.
And so obviously it's very disrespectful to climb on top of such a sacred site. How come it's taken so long to even put a ban in place?
I guess there are a number of reasons, and I don't know that, the idea of putting a ban in place is actually anything really new. Certainly, the hand back of Uluru to traditional owners actually happened about 34 years ago, this October. And it's been, the idea of not climbing Uluru has been something that's been raised by Indigenous people for decades. The ban has been obviously discussed over the last 34 years or so. And I think one of the decisions, or one of the sort of principles in the decision-making process, was looking at the number of people who are actually going up there and climbing it. And there was a decision made several years ago, I think it was in about 2016, that, once the number of people who are climbing it falls below 20%, then maybe it's time to go, let's actually just ban it. People are actually on board with the idea of respecting the cultural significance of this site. ABC is reporting that it's approximately 86% of people at the moment who visit Uluru actually choose not to climb out of respect for local Indigenous people.
People are saying they're worried that banning the climb might have a negative effect on tourism, but Parks Australia have said that this won't be the case. What in other ways can visitors experience Uluru while still being sensitive to its importance?
I guess in every other way. I mean, you don't need to climb the rock to appreciate the sort of majesty of the place. I think, certainly going out there and seeing Uluru and making contact with local Indigenous people who are happy to share their culture and share stories about the local area. I mean, that for me is something that, anyone can gain a great deal of education and enjoyment out of, I think, without having to actually walk up on top of something that, they've kind of been asked not to do.
How exactly can we improve our, cultural sensitivity when experiencing sacred and culturally Indigenous sites?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, I think, in terms of my research, I write quite a bit or talk quite a bit about the ability for us nowadays to kind of make connections with Indigenous people, with communities, particularly local communities, wherever you're sort of travelling through the facilities of social media. I think what we get through social media is this ability to kind of find out a little bit more about the local area, to connect, to find out what is important to local people, and to really kind of self-educate. And I think, recent kind of NAIDOC Week events, the fact that I mentioned before that, 86% of people are choosing not to climb, suggests that we are actually, as a society at large, kind of interested in educating ourselves more about Indigenous culture and respecting it. I think we have some great opportunities to do that.
It's good to see we're all starting to take the journey. We just obviously still need to take more steps. Dr. Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.